Hello, everyone. Welcome to a brand new episode of the Lone Coat Mafia podcast. It is I, the Reverend Godfather, the show's front man and main host. And welcome to a brand new episode of the show. And this week's episode is a very special show because I'm bringing you the Red versus Rita panel that we did this past Saturday, September the 9th, 2017, at the 4 State Comic-Con, straight to you. That's right. This panel not only has Steve Cardenas, the second Red Ranger from the original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, it also had Carla Perez, who played Rita Repulsa. Not to mention, it had a very special guest on that panel, and that was the Blue Ranger himself. I think it was from Time Shift. That was Michael Copan. You guys might remember him. He was on a panel that we did back in April of last year. So it was real exciting to have him back. It was real nice to see him at the show and have him a special guest on our panel this past Saturday. And just to let you know, as a side note, that the only editing we've done to this recording that I'll be presenting to you is the boosting of the fan questions. Even though we had a fan mic set up, not everybody wished to use the mic. So it might have been hard to hear them just on the recording. And to help you hear what they were asking, I boosted their audio a little bit. So either way, I'm going to step back for right now. See you on the flip side. Here is the panel. Okay, all right, folks. Welcome to the Red versus Rita. Well, Red and Blue versus Rita. Now,
that's right.
I know, versus Rita panel.
I got to play with Rita.
For all of you who this is your first show or whatever, you guys know who've been on my panels before, know that I like to welcome all of you to the convention as well as those on the panel.
Thank you.
Especially you. This is your first East Coast show. So.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So,
yes.
To kind of start it off, how do you feel being your first East Coast show?
Tell us about yourself, who you are.
Yeah,
who
I
you
love are. It. Yeah, to introduce yourself, Rita Repulsa herself, Carla Perez.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
And one of the OG Red Rangers himself, Steve.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Rocky.
And Steve Cardenas. I played Rocky, the Red Power Ranger.
And let's welcome back the one, the only, Michael Copan.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
So,
Michael, the discount coupon.
Yeah.
The discount coupon.
So I will save you in real life and save you on your prices.
There you go.
That's right.
So, Carla, first time at an East Coast show.
Yes.
Well, first off, welcome to your first show.
Thank you. I'm having a great time. You guys are all wonderful, and I love the welcome. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
First off, because IMDb is not fully fallible, because it has like three different people playing Rita Repulsa.
Uh-huh.
How do you fit in the Rita?
Okay, if you're confused, I know some people are, but a lot kind of get it. There was an original Super Sentai, mm-hmm. and that was Bandora, which was played by Machiko Masaga, right? I pronounced that. So she was from Japan. And so when they brought it over to the U.S., they needed to fill some clips in for the American Rita. So that's when I came in and played Rita Repulsa. So that's how you differentiate between the two. And then they had an Australian actress, which is,
Can't remember her name now either.
They do the movie in Australia, and I don't remember her name.
Yeah, I can't remember her name either. But
so she played in the first movie.
Yeah.
And then I played the second movie.
So there was three different Ritas. They were all voiced by the same person, Barbara Goodson, who is the voice of Rita.
Yes.
So everything was all voiced over later.
So playing Rita.
Yes.
I'm just trying to go down the line here. Playing Rita, being approached for this role, particular role, what were your thoughts coming into it?
I wasn't actually approached, but I went to a movie audition for a different character. But the director was the same director for Power Rangers, the show. And I auditioned for a martial artist. At the time, I was taking Taekwondo. I don't now, but at the time, I was. But I didn't get the part, although he had me in mind for a different character. So he asked me to come for a screening, or what do you call it?
A screen test.
So I went in, got dressed up, put the makeup on, and they loved it. Like within minutes, they loved it, and that's how I was cast as Rita Repulsa.
So it was a happy accident.
Sure. It was a happy accident, exactly.
That's cool.
And Steve, you were, like I said, the second OG original Red Ranger.
Mm-hmm.
You took over for
Austin St. John.
Mm-hmm. St. John. You made it through the ninja phase, so to speak, and the turbo phase.
Mm-hmm.
Taking over that role as the Red Ranger, was there pressure on you, or?
Well, honestly, when I auditioned for the Power Rangers, I didn't know that I was going to be replacing, you know, somebody that was already on the cast before. I thought they were, like, augmenting the cast. I thought they were, like, adding more people to the team. So I was not aware. I didn't even know that we were replacing people until after I got hired.
Wow.
And then we went down into wardrobe fitting, and then that's when the girls were arguing with each other, well, which one's the Red Ranger, which one's the Black Ranger? I'm like, aren't they already here? Like, no, those guys are gone. They left the show, so you guys are taking their place. And I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Pleasant surprise.
And I was like, I hope I'm the Red Ranger. And then they went up. They had, the wardrobe people had to go upstairs to the production office and ask who was who, because they didn't even know while we were getting our wardrobe fitting. So
now, I might be getting, again, I'm trying to go down the line. I think it was, I'm getting my panels kind of confused, because this is my third Power Rangers panel. Michael, I know, Steve, you were trained as a martial artist when you came on the show,
mm-hmm.
right? Michael, once again, were you trained as well as a martial, or were you...
I ironically, at that time, they were just looking for actors, but I was taking Kenpo as a kid growing
Kenpo.
Up. Yeah, so... So, Aaron was an amazing gymnast in ballet as well, so at that time, they were just looking for people, if you're flexible, if you can dance, because fighting... And TV is more like a choreography, so if you can do dance and you're flexible and make it look right. Because I did a film with Randy Couture, and even though he's an MMA fighter, his direct contact ability, or like really fighting, and it doesn't look good on camera. So sometimes you're just like, you know, widening your punches and different things like that. So you have to learn to like dance the part.
Yeah.
Now this is going to be, again, standard question. This goes towards you, Carla, and you, Steve. With the reboot that came out, and you being a veteran, Steve, of the original movie that was out back in
95.
Mm-hmm. What are you guys' thoughts? Have you seen the new movie, and what are your thoughts of, especially you, Carla, playing Rita?
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to hear this.
Oh, well, I mean, after... I was expecting a little bit more of the original Rita, maybe a hint of her, which I guess they gave in the first outfit because she was all tight. Well, she was more tattered than I would have expected. But I liked it, only, you know, my heart's still with the original. But I thought it was good.
Yeah,
for
she didn't have the Madonna.
Right.
Cups, the Madonna.
Actually, she did have a pretty practical outfit, I got to say. I love the outfit. But it was a good... It was a good version of her for the new generation, so I did like that aspect of it.
The reason why I asked is because the original movie and the series seems more old-school Godzilla-esque in reference to the campiness, the person in the suit. I'm not knocking yourself as playing Rita, or I'm just saying overall show style.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you took Rita as kind of the... extreme, meaning tell you to, it's wide movements, and
they just said to kind of resemble her, but take it in your own direction if that's what you feel. And but I tried to put a little bit more humor into it, because that's what I got from Machiko, so I try to stay within the same boundaries.
Now this question is a little bit towards all three of you, because it's been a while since I've seen Michael. Especially you, Carla, and Steve, what have you guys been doing since your shows? And Michael, catch up us up with what you've been doing over the past couple of months.
Go ahead. No, you go first.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'll kick it off. You're talking about after Power Rangers?
Yeah, not so much. You could go back to Power Rangers, but you could also fill us in what you've been doing over the past year.
Yeah.
I think it's been a little more than a year since we've seen each other.
Yeah.
Since the last panel.
Well, yeah, like I said, after Power Rangers, if you've seen That's a Raven, I did The Boys in Motion and then Bring It On and One Tree Hill. But after that, in 2008, I got involved in music production and movie production, produced a film called Killer Holiday that I sold to Lionsgate that's on Chiller now, and moved back home and opened up my own movie studio, produced a film called Worth the Price that's on Amazon. You can check that out. Did a show called Dystopia with Michael Madsen, a couple other big names that we were excited about. Crowdfunded for a couple other projects. Found that this was I needed to jump back into the acting. So right now, as of this year, I've been acting full-time and doing conventions as well. But for a little bit there, I did directing and producing as well and enjoyed that side as well. So
yeah.
Nice. Yeah, for me, after Power Rangers, I ran martial arts studios for years. I just ended up selling my last one like a year and a half ago because now I tour like maybe 40 weeks out of the year. I'm traveling around to cities like this one, going to conventions like this. So I do a lot of touring right now.
We've literally just been in
Colorado. Like Colorado, Albany, Georgia, like within the past month. Here, yeah. Now wow. The last month. Yeah, exactly. I see this guy all the time.
It's
like, go sit on that.
Yeah.
I see you all the time.
Get away with me.
And I do some stuff here and there, like movies and stuff. I just did a movie we filmed this year in Nashville. It'll come out next year. It's called The Enyuati, and it's got Santiago Cirillo in it, who is he played Julio on The Walking Dead for a few episodes.
Oh.
And and then it's also got two of the guys from TNA, Impact, EC3 and Tyrus are also in it as well. We play like these like corporate military type characters that are kind of being hunted by this creature that's like the Predator, sort of.
Oh,
yeah.
That's nice.
So anyway, it's pretty crazy. That's and Jason Font is in that movie too, but yeah. We didn't do any scenes together because we were in like a different time. Like his scenes were from the period of like the late 1700s, yeah. And then my scenes were more of the present day. Nice. You know, little movies here and there, teaching martial arts, and then mostly traveling right now, touring with conventions.
How about yourself, Carla?
Well, after Power Rangers, I was acting for a little while, but then I ended up going back to school to finish it, because when Power Rangers came along, I stopped schooling. But I finished my degree, and I started computer programming. So I was a computer programmer for a while, and then I met up my husband, and then I got married, and then I had a child. So I was raising her for several years. And then maybe about 2 years ago, I was approached by Joseph Kahn and Adi Shankar. You know, they're involved with The Punisher and Detention. And
the Power/Rangers.
Yeah. Well, at that time they weren't. They were going to make it. And they're like, well, we have an idea for the Power/Rangers, but it's all about the Power Rangers. But when they grow up and the world has thrown them away because they're no longer teenagers, like, oh, that's crazy. And I didn't realize how it would go viral, but it went viral if anyone's seen it. It was pretty fun, so I did that. And after that, I started to get invitations to cons because I didn't even know what cons were. So I'm kind of new to it. But I've been doing a lot of cons, and from that, now I've been in a pilot for a Netflix show called Jesus Saves. And then I'm now doing two movies. I have one in November we're going to start filming. That's going to be a crazy one because it's about the condition of where we're at right now as a nation, where there's like white supremacy and racism. So it should be interesting. So I'm very excited about that project. As soon as it comes out, I should be able to say more about it.
And being Filipino, you fit right in.
Yeah. You're right, exactly, right.
So one of the things I know, Michael, I didn't get a chance to ask you last time around. It's one of the newer questions I'm trying to add to my repertoire. What are your smaller cons or larger cons in reference to thoughts about it, in reference to?
I like a little bit of both. I mean, I think it's good at smaller cons. They're more intimate. We get to really sit down with our fans and kind of hang out side by side. Bigger cons, you kind of get lost in the whole mix of things.
Yes.
And just because it's just everyone's everywhere. We were just in Colorado, and if you're not in the in the right section, sometimes there's like no foot traffic. People are like, oh, there's another hallway down here. And so some people just go to like the main section. They don't even know where we are half the time. So sometimes the bigger cons, it's like it's more of a maze.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
So, do you guys have questions?
If you guys have questions, feel free to shout them out or approach the mic.
Yeah,
it's up
to
you.
Up to the mic and ask questions too, or whatever.
It's up to you.
Anybody wants to know anything like that happened behind the scenes? I guess, come on up.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Come on up.
Tell us your name and what's your question?
I am Steven, and my question is, from all the TV shows you guys worked on, what is your favorite moment? Like, what's the moment that you look back on and say, dang, I love that moment, man?
Yeah, well, for me, it was doing the first movie, Power Rangers, the movie. You know, because I remember the day that I got hired, they told me all in one sentence, like, oh, congratulations, you're one of the new Power Rangers. We're going to start filming right away. We're going to film for a month and a half with a TV show so we can get some episodes on TV, and then we're going to Australia to do a movie. And I was like, wow. So, yeah, it's quick how my life turned around in a matter of just a few days. But, yeah, I think my favorite time was in filming the Power Ranger movie in Australia.
Side question, Steve. Have you seen the I know you guys probably don't watch a lot of YouTube. Have you seen the channel's called CinemaSins? They recently did like a 17-minute short kind of sinning the original Power Rangers. Have you seen it yet?
No.
Oh, it's funny, and it's just,
from
you know, from the original movie.
Huh. Oh. No, I haven't seen it.
So I do check it out. It's done in good taste. It's all in good fun. So it's...
Is it on something you can see on YouTube?
Yeah, it's on
okay.
YouTube.
All right,
yeah.
I'll look for it. I didn't see it. I hadn't heard about that one.
So,
go ahead.
Speaking of YouTubers, have you ever heard of Linkara? He has a whole series of history.
Oh, right. Yeah, the guy with the weird voice, right?
There's a lot of guys with weird voices.
Yeah.
What's his name, Linkara?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I've heard of it. The Where Are They Now, right, kind of thing?
Where are they now?
He usually does comics, but he has a series of history of Power Rangers.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
That might be a different one than what I was thinking of. Yeah.
Yeah.
Steve, what was your favorite Ranger? I know you did multiple ones.
Oh, well, I mean, my favorite suit to wear, obviously, was the Red Ranger suit. I mean, it's the most iconic one. It's the one that everybody knows. So that was my favorite suit to wear. But my favorite season was Zeo, actually. I really enjoyed working that one. They gave my character a lot more to do. In the beginning, they were afraid to stray too far away from what Jason was like. So they kept my character kind of like him, sort of, in the beginning. Even dressed like him, too, with the sleeveless, like, plaid red shirts and everything. You know, I just had no personality of my own. And by the time Zeo came around, they gave my character a lot more to do, and so it was, and I was more comfortable in my own skin doing acting because I had never done any acting before either. That was the first audition I ever went to was Power Rangers, and so Zeo was probably my favorite season to work on. But the suit, my favorite suit to wear was the red one.
At the time of recording, I don't think I asked you, Michael, back last year. You guys were recording the show. Were you guys recognized, on the street, just as your characters or anything like that?
I'm sure he was.
I wasn't
as much because I actually grew up watching, I actually watched him in the theater, and then I became a Power Ranger. So I would have known who he was, but when I was on Power Rangers, it was kind of died down a little bit, like in the mainstream. We were on Fox Kids, but I didn't get recognized as much unless it was a diehard fan that watched it every morning, you know, because most kids are really like, squirrel, squirrel. Like they're not going to stop and be like, oh.
Well, that's just it. I mean, all of our fans were too young back then, you know. It's like even if they did recognize us, they were hiding behind their mom and wouldn't come up and say anything to us in the first
true.
Place, you know.
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
You know, it's only through the advent of social media and stuff that I even found out that we had such a fan base in the first place. And then with all the conventions and everybody coming out to see us, you know, that's where we've been able to really embrace the fans.
Social media
you know?
brought brought it.
He brings up a good point. I didn't even see it like that. They were all kids when they were younger, so yeah. You didn't know your fans. I just thought I didn't have any fans because I didn't look like myself, so no one recognized me. But that's a great point.
But
yeah.
People like me, like I think it was around like, I was like 13, so I was right at that age where I was like, because even when I was filming in 2000, JDF and Austin came to set, and I about freaked out. So I knew who they were for sure.
Right.
I even knew who he was.
One of the reasons asking is that I remember hearing a podcast many years ago. They were interviewing the person who voiced Lion-O, and he said one of his favorite things to do was go to like a Toys R Us, walk down the action figure aisle where they were selling all the Thundercats toys, seeing the kids light up in the Lion-O voice, trying to say, "Well, don't buy the Mum Rob, buy the Lion-O." And the kids having no idea. So it comes from that aspect. Yeah. So.
It's crazy how it snaps, because I was behind Mario, the voice of Mario, I think in Raleigh, North Carolina. So I kept hearing him, "It's me, Mario." But it sounds exactly like Mario. Yeah. I was like, that's so weird. Dude.
I know. And when you see him, do you see the actual person? He doesn't
look
anything like this gray-haired old guy, you know, and he's just like this character, and he doesn't look anything like
he
Mario.
He doesn't look anything like Mario.
It's very funny.
Any favorite con experiences? I know I probably asked him, Michael this last time, but
how about you? All over the world meeting fans now. I mean, I've been everywhere. I've been to Australia. I've been to New Zealand. I've been to England a whole bunch of times. I'm going to England a couple more times this year, too. I've been to Brazil 3 times. I've been to Amsterdam, Paris, you know, all over Canada, Mexico. I mean, it's amazing to me that there's so many fans all over the world. You know, I'm going to Greece later this year. You know, really some interesting and great places. You know, so I get all these awesome vacations, and then I get to meet all these cool fans from other countries that hear my voice in a different language, you know, so it's like I get dubbed over, but you see my face, but it's not me talking, you know.
Oh.
It's kind of funny.
How about you, Paul? I don't think we've been hearing much from you. I don't want to poke you with a stick or anything
But I'm fairly new still to the con world, but in the time I've been able to travel in the last year, I've been to England, Manchester. I've been to the Philippines. The Philippines was fun. I just got there. There's a big following there. So.
Yeah.
And you know, when you do,
bodily.
You should have gone. Oh my gosh! Wow,
it was wild. Love you over
and
there.
They want you there. They want everyone because they don't get married.
Let's
go. You should go.
Philippines,
but,
here we come.
And then I've been all over the U.S. I can't even remember all the places I've been, but. Yeah, he's right. It's just such a great welcoming. Everyone is just so excited for you to be there. And, I mean, I couldn't ask for anything more. It's just it's a great feeling. It feels good. Yeah.
It is. It definitely is. Yeah.
So is there anything from
you guys the crowd? Have any more questions?
I think there was a couple of people that were raising their hand over here. Didn't. Yeah, go ahead. Yes, you want the other side of your face kicked? I can do that for you. No problem. We've got to even it out. Even it out.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Oh. You should tell what happened. I kicked
one of the putties in the face. It was like all the memories came flashing back about all the, you know, and I just...
You got so excited.
I got carried away.
You got really excited.
Yeah. She loved it. He could say he got kicked by a Power Ranger. You know? Well, how many people can say that?
It's a great clip, too. It looks really good.
Yeah, really cool.
Yeah, we do have that on video.
I thought they were just acting, but I found out. Really?
He was acting like it didn't hurt.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. What's your question? Sorry.
So I know they played on this a little bit in Zio for you, but when Austin came back, was it awkward at all for you? Were you saying, like, "Hi there, guy I replaced. Let's work together."
No, it wasn't, because I knew him already, you know. I mean, we were friends, you know, because we would hang out. Like, even though he wasn't on the show anymore, he was still friends with all the other people on the show and other people that worked behind the scenes. So, you know, him and Walter, they actually had a house together, and we used to go to their house all the time, and they had through house parties and stuff. So I'd known him for a long time. So when he came back on the show, we knew it was just going to be like a 10-episode arc, and you know, I wasn't worried about losing my job or anything like that. They knew he was only going to be back for a little bit, and it was fine. We worked together totally fine. And to this day, we still are all still friends.
Anything? Go ahead.
What are your guys' favorite story arc of all the seasons that have been released?
My favorite's the wedding. Wedding with
Zed. Oh, yeah. The Zed and Rita wedding.
That was just fun and crazy and all the monsters. It was just a wild time. Yeah. So that's my favorite.
Yeah, that was all the second unit stuff too. We probably never get to see any of that.
I know, because we film on a separate location, a separate stage.
Yeah, so I mean, we hardly ever did anything together because we were always,
if we met in the park.
Yeah, maybe.
Not me fight. I just watched the right. Buddies fight. Right.
But I mean, yeah, like that's it's interesting to know because they would film two units filming at the same time. Yeah. First unit and second unit. So first unit we'd be filming like all of like the hero stuff with all of us in our plain clothes and everything like that. Angel Grove, Command Center, you know, the juice bar, at school, whatever. That was all first unit stuff. So anytime that we weren't in our suits, a lot of the time was all first unit. And then second unit would do all of the fight stuff, and they would do all the monster stuff.
Yeah. And then we were like, we had a stage, we were in the moon in the Bandora Palace, or the Zed Palace, I guess.
Yeah. And those were shooting simultaneously, so if she's filming with all the monsters and all that stuff, and we're filming stuff inside the school, we never get to see each other. Yeah, exactly. So
unless we're at the park, or Vasquez Rocks.
I think for me, like the iconic Mighty Morphin with the dinosaurs being the Megazord is still like my favorite Megazord of all time. You know, mm-hmm. even though I got lucky to be on a season that had a really cool storyline because Time Force.
Yeah, I did like Time Force.
Time Force did lift it back up. So other than that, I really liked. I'm not just saying it because I was on it, but having Rancic as he's still one of my favorite bad guys as well as Rita, like the original. Mm-hmm. Who's like you look at Time Force season two, it really did bring up a whole new chapter in Power Rangers. Kind of was the 10th season. It was like, let's make a shift. So I had a great cast. So other than that, but still being a fan of what the originals looked like because I was a Voltron fan as well.
Oh,
so the animal attachment to the Megazord was always cool for me. Yeah. I think that's what made it. I don't know. It's what made it a Megazord. Like,
yeah.
So even though I like the Time Force storyline, I'm not as a fan of the Megazord as much as I was of the original because. Right. When you hear that, you know, it's Morphin Time music. When I was a kid, I just remember that. Then that's really going on the movie. I didn't really point out that. But when I watched the movie, that's what killed me the most is that the morphing sequence wasn't iconic.
Oh,
which
I know.
That's
that
the,
wasn't in it.
That's like the...
Oh, the in the, you're about the new one.
Yeah, the new movie, one. The Morphin Time was like, it's Morphin Time. Oh, okay. It was like...
Yeah. The newer version of it.
Yeah, it was a newer, but it wasn't like the...
It wasn't the original.
It was like, usually there's this build-up, and then ding, you know?
It wasn't
90s. Yeah, it wasn't. I mean, and I always said I really wish the energy of the film would have been more of like Guardians of the Galaxy, because they hit it right on the nail, where you got just enough comedy, just enough of action and seriousness. I felt like that's what this film needed.
Yeah, it could have had a lot more comedy. That would have been a good one.
But iconically, yeah, the favorite storyline is like... Originals had so much to play with too, which was really cool.
Go ahead.
Mine wasn't a question, but when Steve said social media, I wanted to thank all of you guys because you three are some of the most active Rangers that I see, and you guys have no idea when you like a picture or Ranger. You give us joy for that.
Yeah. Well, that's why I do it. I always try to look at the hashtags and see what's Power Rangers, and I just try to like as many pictures as I can, you know?
Yeah. I'm learning more and more how to do the social media thing, so.
But we appreciate you all.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no problem.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Anything else? Go ahead.
You mentioned the theme song. Have you seen...
Yeah, and they've got the.
They had a really good theme song.
Yeah, didn't they use their part of the original?
A little bit, but
I like theirs. I did like theirs.
And I know you guys wanted to keep it about a half an hour.
Yeah. Sure.
Just one quick question before we go. Do you think the reboot movie brought more attention to y'all's shows, especially the originals?
Definitely.
Yeah,
I've seen a lot more publicity about Rita, so I get it. And all these people were calling me for interviews of what I thought about Rita.
Yeah.
So it was fun. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, a lot of interviews and stuff. And then I noticed, like, when the movie was premiering and it was coming out, like, my Instagram jumped up by like 10,000 in like a couple of days, because,
yeah, that's true.
You know, like, some people were like, oh yeah, old school movie, you know, whatever. So yeah, I think it helps a lot.
That being said, where can a lot of the fans or those can find you guys or stalk you guys online?
Yeah.
The best way to stalk you guys online safely.
Yeah. I'm at
my number's 555.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. my Instagram is Steve Cardenas PR, like for Power Ranger at the end. So yeah. And that's Instagram and Twitter both. And then I have Facebook as well. It's the Steve Cardenas fan page. So you guys can follow me on any of those. But mainly I use Instagram.
I do Instagram too. It's Carla Perez _ Real Rita Repulsa. And then Twitter is just Real Rita Repulsa. And Facebook is just Carla Perez fan page.
My MySpace is
Michael. Send everybody to Vernon Wells' stuff.
What?
Send everybody to Vernon Wells' stuff.
Yeah. Exactly. No, I'm just Michael Copon across the board. It's coupon, just take out the U.
Copon.
Huh?
Yeah,
my
AOL screen chat account is
Red Ranger is what?
Yeah, right.
I wish I was red.
No, blue's good, man. We're blue, man. Blue crew.
Nobody cares about the blue man.
Blue crew.
Yeah,
all day, blue crew.
We try to do the blue crew thing to give us attention.
We get it.
But man, I wish I was red. Everyone's asked, what color would you have been? I'm always either red or, of course, we all know, like, JDF's character, he got the lucky green and the white ring. He got all those lucky storylines, man. I mean, he's just like,
yeah, he got them all.
He got his own theme song. You know what I mean? So I was like, but before him, it was red. Like, I was like, but I'm always back and forth, because I always, like, everyone when I was younger, I kind of looked like Austin St. John when I was little, before I started watching him in the movies, too.
Did you have a ponytail?
No, I didn't.
Oh, no, that's the
best. I had to cut off sleeves like these guys.
Oh, yeah, to cut off. Man. Dude, it was so funny, though, because it's like, Austin was like real, like, meaty, like big, you know, like bulky, and then they brought me in, and I was like this 20-year-old, like, skinny little kid who was like 150 pounds, and they would put me in those cut off sleeveless shirts, and I'm like,
did you do that?
You look good, man.
I try to look awesome.
Like,
no, dude, not at all, man.
Guns,
that's
bro.
Awful. Yeah, no, I was like, can I have some sleeves every once in a while? You know? Oh, these are good. Anyway.
So,
guys, thank you guys so much.
Yeah,
man.
thank you guys for coming here to Forest Day, especially you guys.
Yeah.
I'm sure Matt and everybody here is welcome you guys to
mm-hmm.
here.
Yes,
so, from Matt, I know he's not here. Thank you guys for coming, as well as you, and we hope you enjoy the rest of the weekend.
Right.
And don't forget to visit Carla's.
If you have
booth,
any questions, you
Steve's
forgot.
Booth, yeah.
Yeah, come by our booth and you can talk to us over
and
there.
Oh yeah.
Since this is recorded, if you want to relive the panel experience, or if you missed out, please take a flyer, and it'll be posted up on iTunes and everything else at some point. Thank you guys.
Hi folks, welcome back. It is me again. Just wanted to say thank you for listening to the panel. If you want to hear Michael's original panel that he did way back in April, or any of our other archived episodes, please go to our website. It has plenty of information about the show, plus all our past episodes at thelongcoatmafia.podbean.com. If you want to automatically have current episodes dropped in your inbox or what have you, please subscribe to us on Google Play Music if you use an Android device. If you like to use iTunes, please subscribe to us on iTunes. If you use an Apple mobile device, please use Apple Podcasts. Not to mention, we are found on a lot of other podcasting catch-all apps, including the Podbean app, Stitcher Radio, amongst many others. Our Twitter handle and our Instagram handle are both Longcoat Mafia. If you have any questions, comments, or other, please send them to the show at longcoatmafia at gmail.com. If you also want to, please subscribe, like our Facebook page, which is the Longcoat Mafia Podcast, or I should say, it's facebook.com/longcoatmafiapodcast. Thank you, folks, for listening. May you take care and enjoy the rest of your weekend or rest of the week. Other four-state interviews and stuff are coming your way the rest of this month, so please stay tuned to iTunes, Podbean, and Google Play Music, or whatever app that you plan on using. Bye-bye.
See you next time on the Longcoat Mafia.